Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Violence.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to another edition of Pop Rocks Radio. As always, I'm your host, Bijan. Just when you think all is lost, music is here to save us all. To that end, we've got tracks from Scott Riley, My Rating Stars, Hot Nun, The Bongos, The Rubinews, and so much more. And of course, no episode would be complete without a song by my favorite band, 2020. Here's the latest B-side from the Seattle band The Briefs, produced by Kurt Block from the Fastbacks and Young Fresh Fellows. This is Marianne.
Marianne, on the beach, she's so messy, never should have been done. Marianne, I don't want to hear about what you shouldn't have done. Marianne, you got your plastic tan, looking like a crayon, left out to forget. Such a total wreck. Marianne, I used to be the one that had everything. Marianne, now you're so messed up you don't remember your name. Marianne, you're living on the strand, got nothing left but sand. Such a total wreck. Forget the parties, forget the picture show. No paparazzi wants to take that photo.
Across the river from New Wave or Laredo, she's moving when the sun comes up. Walking the bridge to a dream of tomorrow with coffee in a paper cup. He's waiting for with a beat up Toyota, staring at the boots on his feet. No one can see them, they steal off together, thinking they might have it here. Tells him what she wants him to say. She never tell him what she wants him to do. Cause she's a girl with a lucky heart, and she's hoping that he's lucky too. Out on the highway they smile at each other, the radio plays Cassie's Clown. Leaving a life and a family behind them, still driving when the sun goes down. Never tells her what he wants her to say. He never tells her what he wants her to do. Cause he's a guy with a lucky heart, and he's hoping that she's lucky too.
those guys can do no wrong. That was, of course, 2020 with a track from their latest release, Back to California. That was Lucky Heart.
We have to encourage a return to traditional moral values. Most importantly, we have to promote general social concern. Unless materialism in young people.
Welcome to Pop Rocks Radio. I am your host, Bijan. I started watching the show Your Friends and Neighbors on Apple TV Plus. By the way, the show is not sponsored in any way through Apple, though Apple, if you're listening, I have your phone, you have my number. Anyway, there is a scene in one episode where a group of teenagers are at a house party and a group of them have a band, and this is going to be their first gig. They start with this next song, and not only did I let out what could only be described as an involuntary squeal, in an instant, I had a renewed sense of hope for the world. This is Matthew Sweet, who we are looking forward to seeing up and about soon. From 1995's 100% Fun, here is Sick of Myself.
Me. I'm all used up. I'm out.
Closed out that set with a track from the new album Momentum by the band My Raining Stars from France. That song is called For Good. Before that, we had a gentleman by the name of Scott Riley from Melbourne, Australia, formerly of bands such as Suburban Urchins, Latex Mummies, and The Shape. Really enjoying this one. That was the lead track from his new album Mood Swings. That was Garden Path. Both of these albums are available on Bandcamp. I will put links in the show notes. Please check them out and support these great independent artists any way you can.
ABC presents Tuesday Movie of the Week.
This episode's Tuesday Movie of the Week on Wednesday is the 2024 film Boom, a film about the Sonics. Tacoma, Washington is a traditionally blue-collar and industrial city just south of Seattle. For the longest time, the odor from the pulp mill gave the entire town a distinctive smell that became known as the Tacoma aroma. From this rugged landscape came the Sonics, who released their first album in 1965 and remained virtually unknown outside the Northwest until more than 20 years after their breakup. The Sonics were punk before punk and badass to the core. Without mentioning any names, I have it on good authority that they once showed up at the offices of their record label to collect unpaid royalties, and one of the band had the label owner's name written across his knuckles. Bruce Ormsby, from another Northwest legend, the Fabulous Wailers, had worked with the band on the recordings for his Etiquette label and made it his mission in the 80s to get this band out there. The film boasts interviews with members of Soundgarden, Mudhoney, Pearl Jam, and a whole host of Northwest musicians who were deeply influenced by this band. Chris Ballew from the Presidents of the United States of America said something about the Seattle music scene in general that I really liked. He talked about the richness of Seattle music and that grunge, though it has been sold as the Seattle sound, and as great as it was really an anomaly in the overall picture of the rich Northwest music history. The Sonics, the Wailers, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Young Fresh Fellows, and a ton of other bands weave this colorful tapestry that is unlike any other scene, perhaps in the world. The film fell within the frame of a filmmaker's strained relationship with his father until his father heard his son playing Nirvana in his room and left a Sonics album for him to listen to. That went on to heal their relationship and bonded them over their love of music. I really enjoyed this film, not just because it focused on a legendary Northwest band, but because the music is raw, powerful, and undeniably awesome. There is nothing I love more than having an overlooked band finally getting their due. Here's a classic track from the Sonics' debut album, Here Are the Sonics, that sounds as dangerous today as it did in 1965. This is Strychnine. By the way, I watched Boom, a film about the Sonics, on Apple TV, but I'm sure it's available for streaming elsewhere as well. But Apple, if you're listening, I hope everybody rents it from you.
By the way, if anyone here is in advertising or marketing, kill yourself. Thank you. Just a little thought. I'm just trying to plant seeds. Maybe one day they'll take root. I don't know. You try. You do what you can. Seriously, though, if you are, do.
Thank you.
was the latest single from Hollow Horse, a band out of Glasgow that we just love here on the show. That was I Died For You Once. That single is now available on Bandcamp, and their new album 5 will be out on August 1st. Before that, we had the Rubinews with Phaedra from their 2019 album From Home. And we started that set with a track from 1985 from The Dentists. That was I Had an Excellent Dream. More to come here on Pop Rocks Radio. We have tracks from Black Diamond Heavies, The Bongos, and Waxahachie. But first, a word from our sponsor. And Apple, if you're listening, since we still don't have a sponsor, it's really just a word. The weather is getting nicer. Well, not up here in the Northwest, but I'm sure it is elsewhere. And of course, that means more bands are going on tour for the spring and summer. If you really want to support your favorite bands, if at all possible, go see them live. Nothing feels better to a musician than to walk out on stage to an audience full of people who love what they do. And while you're there, don't forget to buy some merch, too.
Hey, you guys!
Here's the latest from Hot Nun, written and produced by Jeff Shelton of the Well-Wishers. This is Back of the Van.
What we left behind, sitting in the back of the
was Black Diamond Heavies with Solid Gold from 2008's A Touch of Someone Else's Class from our friends at Alive Natural Sound Records.
Treat me like a fool, treat me mean and cruel. Oh yeah, but love me.
We're keeping the wet patterns up, baby. We're in Jimmy Swagger Gutter now.
This week's featured artist is Richard Barone and his band The Bongos. The Bongos released their first singles on Fetish Records in 1980, releasing several albums till breaking up after Beat Hotel in 1985, but then later reforming in the 2010s. Richard Barone released his first solo recordings in 1983 as part of a release with Bongos bandmate James Mastro. This track is from his 1990 album Primal Dream. This is Where the Truth Lies. a couple tracks from the Bongos themselves. This one is from 1982's Drums Along the Hudson. This is the Bull Rushes.
You know I'm right, I'll tell you.
last track was a live recording of In the Congo from the soon-to-be-released The Shroud of Touring, live in 1985, available on Gem Records. Due to increased pressure that came along with their rising profile, the Bongos officially disbanded in 1987 while recording their album Phantom Train. That wasn't released until they finished it in 2013. The band continues to perform, and their live album, The Shroud of Touring, is scheduled for release in May of this year. Richard Barone continues to write, arrange, produce, tour, teach, and he even hosts a folk radio show on WBIA in New York.
Yes, I'm Dolan. I'm the one that killed Monday and whooped Tuesday and put Wednesday in the hospital. Called up Thursday to tell Friday not to bury Sarah Dion's son. I'm the one that had the elephants roosting in trees and all the ants wearing BVD. From the first to the last, I give them the blast so fast that their life is passed before their ass has even hit the grass.
It's been a while since it all began. Now in denial as we round the bend. So young and eager we were renegades. Resources meager and our dreams.
Dolly does with skull and crossbones to bring us luck in.
Was Crowbar from Waxahachie, the solo project of Katie Crutchfield from her 2024 album Tiger's Blood. Before that, we had the new single by the band Perilous called Dear Heart, and we started that set with If I Ever Wanted Easier from Wyatt Funderburk from his 2013 album Novel and Profane. Okay, it looks like we have time for one more set. This is another band from our friends at Alive Natural Sound. This is Gospel Beach from their 2019 album, Another Summer of Love. This is Hangin' On.
I'm
That was, I think, an underrated album from the aughts. That was the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus with Pen and Paper from 2008's Lonely Road.
May tomorrow be a perfect day.
May you find love and laughter along the way.
May God keep
And with that, we have come to the end of another episode of Pop Rocks Radio. Join us next time when we'll have tracks from The Bangles, The Cowsills, Taxi Girls, Reinhardts, and so much more. And of course, no episode would be complete without a song by my favorite band, 2020. This is Jude Cole with a lovely tune called Worlds Apart from his 1992 album Start the Car. And this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Save me from the dark of night. I'm drifting like a satellite, miles from understanding where this love will lead. Heaven, let your light fall. This is right.